light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all, to another beautiful episode of the series called The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, today we will be discussing a topic. This topic is related to every believer and every day of our life. Before we decide what we are going to discuss, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst the many good intentions which you can make is inshallah azza wa jal. One intention which I can make is whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah azza wa jal, whatever I learn today, I will try and act upon it. Inshallah, 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 subhanallah. The topic which we will be discussing today will be inshallah the virtues, the excellences of the Holy Quran, of reciting the Holy Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. As I mentioned, that this is a topic which needs to be discussed every day, and every day it is related to all of us. That is why we will inshallah listen to some excellence of the Holy Quran, and the intentions which you can make is inshallah after I listen to all of this, I will inshallah azza wa jal recite the Quran. Very beautiful incident I have in front of me to begin today's discussion. It is mentioned in Fawaidul Fawad Sharif that Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi once became very ill and fell into a coma. So thinking that he is dead, his dear ones and his relatives put on his coffin and buried him. Upon regaining consciousness in his grave at night, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was greatly shocked and surprised to find himself buried in a grave. In the state of anxiety, he recollected the narration, whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times in the time of distress, Allah Azza wa Jal would remove his troubles and trouble will turn into relief. Subhanallah. Therefore, Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala started reciting Surah Yasin Sharif. He had reached the 39th time when a shroud thief began to dig open his grave. He rahmatullahi ta'ala by his divinely bestowed insight became aware of the shroud thief, and the moment he rahmatullahi ta'ala completed his 40th recitation, the shroud thief had completely dug open his grave. He rahmatullahi ta'ala exited the grave. Upon seeing the scene, the shroud thief died out of fear. Imam Nasiruddin Basti thought that if he returns to the city, people may become terrified. So he went in the night and stated before each door of the street that I am Nasiruddin Basti. I fell into a coma. You had thought I was dead and buried me, but I am alive. After that incident, Imam Nasiruddin rahmatullahi ta'ala wrote a commentary of the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautiful incident this is. And you know, this is a booster basically. That, you know, remember, recollected the narration. Narration, he recalled that the one who recites Surah Yasin 40 times, then inshallah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remove his troubles and his trouble will turn into relief. Look at the aqeedah and the trust which he has on the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. That even when he was buried, Allah ta'ala made it such that he was taken out of the ground and he left. It wasn't the time for him to leave this world, and it was a time where Allah ta'ala removed his difficulties. So Allah made it such that the shroud thief came and dug his grave and He came out alive, alhamdulillah, without any harm, without any issues, or without any problems. This shows us first and foremost the importance of the Holy Quran. Many a times we have troubles, we have distresses, we have problems. And we go to Munasab. Munasab, please give me this wazifa. Munasab, you know, this problem, my son is disobedient, my daughter is disobedient. Munasab, my parents are, troubling me. Munasab, my child is troubling me. Munasab, I have financial problems, I have this issue, I have that sickness. And we keep on going to Munasab. But if we have to look at the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you look at the lives of the sahaba kiram, if you look at the lives of the tabi'een, the taba tabi'een, the awliya'i izam, the awliya'i kiram, and we look at their lifestyle, we would see that these personalities used to gain shifa, used to gain cure, used to gain the solution for their problems from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is where they would go. Whenever there was a problem, they would open the Holy Quran. Whenever there was an issue, they would turn towards the Holy Quran. Whenever there was a distress, a trouble, they would turn towards the Holy Quran. And that is where they would find the answer to their troubles, to their worries, to their sorrows. The wazifas you get, it is from the Holy Quran. The wazifa which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, the summary of which is that whenever any person is in a musibat, a difficulty, a calamity, is troubled, then he must recite Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and through the blessings of that, Allah Ta'ala will grant him better than that which he lost. And what is Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? It's an ayat of the Holy Quran, it's a part of an ayat. Allah Ta'ala mentions the greatness and the excellent qualities of those who have sabr. Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentioned these words. Allah Ta'ala says that there is glad tidings for those who have patience, that when any musibat, any calamity, any difficulty reaches them, then the first words which come on their tongue is إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this wazifa has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us this wazifa, and this wazifa is found in the Holy Quran. Take all your other wazaif which you read, whether it is, you know, Subhanallah, whether it is Alhamdulillah, whether it is Allahu Akbar, whether it is Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, and different wazaif, you will find many a times the wazaif are coming from the Holy Quran, majority of the times, which shows that this Quran is the, I would say, the shifa for all your sicknesses, the solution to all your problems, the path to all your difficulties to be removed, and the path of salvation, the path of success. Subhanallah. This is another wazifa. You are in trouble, a problem, a distress, then recite Surah Yasin 40 times, inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will remove your difficulty. Recite Surah Yasin. You don't know it off by heart. Open the Quran Sharif and read Surah Yasin Sharif. Open the Sipa. You have separate Yasin booklets also. Open that and recite Surah Yasin. Recite Surah Maryam. Recite Surah Yusuf. Recite on every Jummah. Recite Surah Kahf. Recite Surah Mulk when you're going to sleep. Recite Surah Waqi'ah for blessings in sustenance, for blessings in your rizq. Recite Surah Mulk before you sleep. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, there will be Noor for you in the grave. So all of these wazaif are for what? It's for your betterment, not only the betterment of this world, the betterment of this world and the year after. The problem is, now when we have a problem and we want to complain, we want to squeal, we want to shout, instead of looking for this solution, instead of reciting the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we then move towards sins. We then move towards, breaking our trust ma'adallah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will then move towards every other filthy and bad thing because we are worried, because we are troubled. You know, it says the Western world, whenever anyone is in a worry, they'll open a bottle of alcohol and drink until, you know, they are totally intoxicated, and that will help them forget their worries for that moment. As a Muslim, as a believer, your duty is when you are in a problem, in difficult situation, in trouble, then turn towards the Holy Quran. What is the Holy Quran? The Holy Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Open and read what Allah Ta'ala is telling you. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you to do, what Allah ta'ala is stopping you from doing, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you that this is the thing which you must do, this is the straight path, this is the wrong path, this is who you must be friends with, this is who you mustn't be friends with, this is what you must do, this is what you mustn't do, A to Z, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned for you in the Holy Quran, then open the Holy Quran and recite. Apart from all these difficulties and troubles being removed, another blessing is when you recite the Holy Quran, you are actually listening to the kalam of your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of your Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how beautiful it is that you are listening to the words of your Creator. And then you act upon it. And then you have those words engraved in your hearts. You have them instilled in your heart. And then you start bringing about a change in your life, in your lifestyle. How mubarak, how blessed is that moment when you are reciting the kalam in the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, himself, he mentions whilst praising the Holy Quran, many places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised and, you know, has spoken about the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala himself mentions, subhanallah, in Surah Zumar, very beautifully he says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi kitabam mutashabiham mathaniya. And the ayat carries on. Translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah ta'ala has sent down the best of books, which is the Holy Quran, which is consistent throughout, the one with paired statements. Subhanallah. Two forms have been stated on the excellence and the virtue of the commentary of Tafsir-e-Khazin. Number one, literary form of the glorious Quran. And number two, the meanings which are derived from the glorious Quran. Number one, the glorious Quran occupies the most superior position due to its unique literary form of remarkable eloquence. This is not based on poetry nor on your average public prose and literature. Rather, it is such an unparalleled scripture, completely distinct in style and manner, which makes it a divine text. Means the words of the Holy Quran, if you have to look at the literature, the formation of the words which are used, the sentences, the words, the incidents, everything which is mentioned, it shows that this is not a kalam of any human being, it is only the kalam of Allah, of a God who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, regarding the superiority of the glorious Quran over its meanings, subhanallah, subhanallah, there is no contradictions in the glorious Quran, and it contains news of the past events, information of events still to occur, knowledge of the unseen and hidden, warnings, pledges, divine punishment, and facts about heaven and hell. Another place Allah Ta'ala mentioned, رَوْتُبِهُمْ وَلَا يَعْبِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Many a place Allah Ta'ala mentions that everything has been mentioned in the glorious Quran, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, your duty is to recite the Holy Quran, to learn the tarjuma, the translation, the tafaseer, the commentaries of ulama'i ahlus sunnat on the Holy Quran. We have great tafaseer of the Holy Quran, tafsir jalalain, tafsir madarik, tafsir khazin, tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, Tafsir Baydawi. These are great, great Arabic tafasir of the Holy Quran. You come into the Urdu world, you will have easy tafasir, which are easy to understand. Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, Tafsir Nurul Irfan, Tafsir Siratul Jinan, which Dawat Islami has also published by Qibla Mufti Qasim Sahib, mashallah. Tafsir Naimi, Mufti Ahmed Akhan Naimi Sahib's tafsir. And different tafasir of the Holy Quran in the Urdu language, in Arabic language. I'm sure some of them, many of them are also translated into English. Alhamdulillah, we have Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan also by our Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib of South Africa. Alhamdulillah, who has written this beautiful tafsir of the Holy Quran. Also, a beautiful hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam I want to mention to you, inshallah, azawajal, and then we'll take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in Shu'abul Iman, Asdaqul Hadithi Kitabullah, that is the most truthful hadith, is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, azawajal, we will, inshallah, discuss this further after the short break, which we will take now and listen to a beautiful kalam, a beautiful some stanzas, some couplets in the praise of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, azawajal. And after this beautiful kalam, we will then, inshallah, carry on with our wonderful silsila.
اپنے در پر اب تو غم خانہ بدوشوں کو پھرے کب تک ذلیل و خوار در در بے ٹھکانے سے شب فرقت ڈھلے بر آئے ارماں یا رسول اللہ کرو تم مستا کا اپنے مہمان یا رسول اللہ بولا قدموں میں میری جان یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا زہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پژمردہ آوارا زیسی یا رسول اللہ تمہاری یاد کا غلبہ ہمیشہ دل پہ ہو تاری لگا دو عشق کی اپنے خدا را ایسی چنگاری اسی خواہش میں کٹ جائے میری عمر رواں ساری چسوئے من گزاری من مسکین زناداری فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ فدائے نقش نالینت فدائے نقش نالینت کنم جان یا رسول اللہ سودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دل پژمردہ آوارا زیسیاں یا رسول اللہ تمہاری نعت سے ہی ہے کرم کا سلسلہ پہم ہے خواہش وقت آخر جب نکلنے والا ہو یہ دم زباں پر جاری ہو نغمہ تیرا دل یہ اس دم زے جام ہو بے تو مستم بزنجی رے تو دل بستم نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ نمی گو ہستم سخندان یا رسول اللہ. تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا سے سیا یا رسول اللہ سیا ہی دفتر اعمال کی ہوتی نہیں ہے کم عذاب قبر و محشر کا مجھے اب کھا رہا ہے غم شرم ساری گناہوں حیرانم سیا شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ
تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا سے سیا
سر محشر محمد پیش ہو جو در سیاہ کارا کہے بے ساختہ جو دیکھے رحمت بر گناہ گارا میری شفاعت را کشائی بر گناہ گارا مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ مکن محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ
تنم فرسودا جا پارا سے ہجران یا رسول اللہ دلم پشمردہ آوارا سے سیا یا رسول اللہ
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد نور من نور اللہ ماشاء اللہ ونڈرفل کلام بائی علامہ جامی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ڈراؤن ان دا لو آف دا بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اینڈ ون آف مائی فیوریٹ کلامز ان دی فارسی ان دی پرشین لینگویج الحمد للہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا ہجرا یا رسول اللہ 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 اف سم ون انڈرسٹینڈز دا میننگز آف دا لیرکس دین نو اٹ ہیز این امپیکٹ آن دی ہارٹ اینڈ اے پرسن اسٹارٹس یو نو ڈراؤنگ ان دا لو آف دا بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم میک دعا مے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ انیبل آل آف اس ٹو وزٹ the beautiful city of his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, with our relatives. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Namantu from Allah, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Before the break, I left you with a beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will mention another hadith similar to the one I left you with. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, خَيْرُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The best hadith is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the previous hadith was, أَصْدَقُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, means the most truthful hadith is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith which I mentioned now, khairul hadithi kitabullah, the best hadith is the book of Allah. Commenting on this hadith, Qibla Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states and he says, this hadith means a talk or a statement. Therefore, according to this meaning, the glorious Quran is also a hadith, and the talk of the people as well, but as a terminology, only the blessed sayings and actions of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is called hadith. So the glorious Quran is also hadith, the talks of the people is also hadith, but when we talk about terminology, then hadith refers to the blessed sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah. And in this hadith, the word hadith is in the literary sense, means the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior to all the other scriptures and the books, as Allah ta'ala himself is to his creation, subhanallah. So as there is no comparison between banda, between the bondsman, between the slave and the creator, likewise there is no comparison between our kalam, our words, and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His kalam is divine. Our kalam is useless. Our words are useless. Our words don't even have any effect, any meaning. You know, we don't even know how to speak. But the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is divine. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadeem. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever existing, everlasting. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, it is that kalam which changes the people's hearts. It is that kalam which takes us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that kalam which reminds us about the hereafter, about the punishment in the grave, about the punishment of Jahannam, about the wonders of Jannah, about the beauties of Jannah. This is that same kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, great, I would say, faqih sahabi. That sahabi who had so much knowledge with regards to fiqh, what is halal, what is haram, the laws, the ahadith, the ayat. Great sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, and who he states and he says, whoever likes to know whether he has devotion to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if someone wants to test himself and see that whether he has the love for Allah and the beloved Rasul, then what should he do? He should determine how much he loves the glorious Quran. He must see how much is he attached towards the glorious Quran, how much is he joined towards the Holy Quran, how much is he connected with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. In other words, if he recites the Holy Quran and he acts upon the Holy Quran, then you must know he has devotion to Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's a condition here, not just reciting and acting upon the Quran as well. Otherwise, you will find people reciting, and with that, ma'azallah, they take their own understandings, their own misinterpretations, their own commentaries and their own explanations, which is totally wrong. No, you read, you understand it according to the true understanding of the Holy Quran, which the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah have explained to you, then you act upon the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, that shows your connection, your attachment, your devotion, your love for Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah, beautiful words he mentions, subhanallah, he says, the sign of having devotion to Allah is in fact having devotion to the glorious Quran. The sign of having devotion to the glorious Quran is in fact having devotion to the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of having devotion to the Sunnah is in fact having devotion to the blessed and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of having devotion to the Sunnah is in fact having devotion to the hereafter. The sign of having devotion to the hereafter is in fact showing hatred to the worldliness, and the sign of showing hatred towards the worldliness is to use it according to your need so that it leads to the hereafter safely. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this? That loving the Holy Quran shows the love which you have for Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you have the devotion, true devotion to Allah, then you are going to open the Quran. And when you have opened the Quran, now automatically you are showing your devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, because he is Sahib al-Quran. He is the one who has given us the Holy Quran. He is the one who has received the Holy Quran. He is the one who has brought the Holy Quran to us and has given us this book of guidance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So basically, this Quran is a way of taking you in the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through him, via him, in the court of the exalted, in the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. That is why ulama-i kiram emphasize and tell you, recite the Holy Quran and make it a habit of doing this recitation. Recite. Commence with the recitation of the Holy Quran. Recite as much as you can. Do nasra, do hifz. You know, you're driving somewhere, recite the Holy Quran in your head. You have it. Recite Surah Mulk, recite Surah Yasin. Many of us know Surah Yasin off by heart. Start Yasin, Mulk Quran al Hakim, and recite as much as you can. Recite Surah Waqiyah. These easy surahs all of us know off by heart. Surah Duha, Surah Alam Nashrah, Surah Wattini, Surah Iqra. Surah Inna Anzalna, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When we recite this, you make a habit of reciting, then you will see the blessings in this world, in the hereafter as well. Inshallah, Inshallah, Inshallah. You know, because we are discussing the Holy Quran, we need to also discuss what the Holy Quran itself says about the Holy Quran. Few ayat I want to keep in front of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور. Translation of Kanzul Iman. Indeed, those who read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep the prayer established and spend from what we have bestowed upon them in secret and publicly are hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. And it is mentioned in the commentary, in the tafsir of this ayat in tafsir al-Baghawi, that tijaratan, in this ayat there is the word na, yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur, are hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. So what does this trade mean? Subhanallah, it is mentioned that this trade, this tijarat, refers to that reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised of a trade in which there is never a loss. It means this reward would not go to waste, nor would it be destroyed. In other words, in any case, you are not at loss. Allah, there's always benefit for you, there's always profit for you, there's always a you know, something good for you waiting on the other side. Subhanallah, tijaratan lan tabur, hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. Subhanallah. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another place of the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Translation of Kanzul Iman. Those to whom we have given the book, read it in the manner it should be read. It is they who believe in it, and those who deny it, they are the losers. In this verse, Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, and this is mentioned in Tafsir Durr-i Mansur, he says, in this verse, the words أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, it is they who believe in it, refers to the blessed Sahaba Ikram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who believed in the verses and endorsed them. And then in other tafasir, it is also mentioned that from this we come to learn that there are many rites of the glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the rite of the glorious Quran that it is loved, it is recited, it is understood, it is believed in, it is acted upon, and it is imparted to others. All of this is the rites of the Holy Quran. As a mu'min, you have the rites which you have to fulfill of the Holy Quran. Means you need to recite, you need to understand, you need to believe, you need to act upon it, you need to pass that knowledge to others as well. Then you are fulfilling the rites of the glorious Quran. Now my question to you is, how many of us are fulfilling the rites of the glorious Quran? We only focus on the rights of parents, on the rights of neighbors, on the rights of our siblings. Yes, they are very important. They are extremely important. But why aren't we also focusing on the rights of the Quran as well? Why aren't we focusing on the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well? Why aren't we focusing on the rights which we need to fulfill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well? That is also incumbent, necessary and compulsory upon us. And if we are not fulfilling those rights, then I need to ask myself the question that, am I a perfect believer? Am I a complete believer? Am I a good believer? The answer will be no. Because we are not fulfilling the rights of Allah, His beloved Rasul, the rights of the Holy Quran, the rights which need to be fulfilled. We are focusing on the worldly matters, we're focusing on our businesses, we're focusing on other things, whereas these rights are being unfulfilled. Inshallah, we'll discuss few ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. But before that, inshallah, we'll take a short break and listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls. And inshallah, as soon as we return from this short break, we will then inshallah carry on with some ahadith with regards to the excellence of the Holy Quran. And then inshallah, we'll move towards the completion of today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
We all go through difficulties in life. Allah Ta'ala has said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. مَفْهُومًا, Allah Ta'ala has said, He will definitely test people with fear, with hunger, shortage of wealth, shortage of life, fruits. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and glad tidings for the patient ones. Instead of thinking, oh, why me? Instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, we should think to ourselves, if it wasn't for this difficulty that I'm going through, I wouldn't have bowed down perhaps in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wouldn't be crying my eyes out in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the benefits of going through that difficulty. The ulama say many a times a stubborn person is only brought close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these difficulties. And that's a massive blessing for him. Because if that person hadn't faced difficulties, he would never have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would be knee deep in fulfilling his desires, and many times unlawful desires. So with difficulties, there's always a hidden wisdom, secret behind it. We don't know that secret. But the ulama have said, you can think like this, that if you didn't go through that difficulty, it wouldn't have brought you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us true patience upon calamities.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful words which we have just listened to, the difficulties of life intend are there to take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what we were discussing also in the beginning of our discussion today with regards to the Holy Quran, that whenever you are in a difficult situation, turn towards the Holy Quran, turn towards Allah, and inshallah you will see the solution to every problem. Inshallah, inshallah. Before the break, I did mention that inshallah we'll listen to some few beautiful ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regard to the excellence of the Holy Quran. So four ahadith I want to keep in front of you, and then inshallah we will terminate our silsila and our program for today, inshallah. The first hadith is from Sahih Muslim. Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam mentions, continue reciting the glorious Quran as it will intercede for its reciters on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he who is prevented from making dua because of recitation of Quran, I will grant him more than the reward of those who are thankful. Subhanallah. Another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in Shu'abul Iman, three kinds of people will be on the hills of dark musk. They will be free from any kind of distress, nor will they be asked for accountability until people will finish their accountability. Out of them, one will be that person who recited the glorious Quran for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and led people in prayer, and they are happy with him. Allah Allah. The last hadith I want to keep in front of you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, people of the glorious Quran, that is those who recite and act upon the commandments mentioned in it, they are ones who love Allah and His special people. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ya Allah, mujhe hafiz-e-Quran bana de. Ya Allah, mujhe hafiz-e-Quran bana de. Quran ke ahkam pe bhi mujhko chala de. Subhanallah. This is a dua which Sayyidi Umir Ahl Sunnat has made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it is a very great excellence that if someone can become a hafiz of the Holy Quran. A person who has memorized the entire Quran. The entire Quran is stored in his heart, alhamdulillah. He has each and every word, each and every harf of the Holy Quran is in his heart. And when he has that importance of the Holy Quran, he feels the importance, and then he starts acting upon it as well, subhanallah, we'll see how wonderful that personality becomes. At the same time, there's also a warning for those huffaz, unfortunately, who become hafiz just for Ramadan, who become huffaz, and they are called Ramadan huffaz. In other words, when the month of Ramadan comes, the door starts, the recitation starts, the revision starts, and the entire year, they won't even look at the Holy Quran, ma'adallah. The Quran is collecting dust on the shelves. The Quran is not even being opened throughout the entire year. And come the month of Ramadan, you will see them continuously reading. And as soon as the Quran is completed in Taraweeh, whether it's the 27th night, 25th night, 20th night, whatever night is it, then you will see them never opening the Quran until the next Ramadan as well. Those Ramadan huffaz, they are not the huffaz who are praised in the ahadith and in the ayat of the Holy Quran, in the narrations of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, no. It is those huffaz who recite the Holy Quran, they act upon the Holy Quran, and they know what they have recited. The entire Quran from the Ba'af Bismillah till the scene of Nas is in their heart. It is mahfuz. Not only 4 pages from first para, 10 pages from second para, 3 pages from third para. This is how some huffaz are, unfortunately. Those who have to recite 4 rakats, 6 rakats, 8 rakats, 10 rakats in South Africa and the Western countries, I think that is a norm. That normally Taraweeh is divided amongst 3, 4, 5 huffaz. And you know, some person will only recite quarter sipara or half sipara. So he only memorizes that half, and the other half of that same para, he won't know it because he has never recited it. So basically, he is hafiz of the Holy Quran, but he only memorizes and knows 15 paras, the other 15 paras. He doesn't know half of each para. He knows this is not the hufaz which the Holy Quran has praised, which the ahadith has praised. No, if you are a hafiz, the responsibility upon you is to keep that Quran memorized in your head from the bar of Bismillah till the scene of Nas. The entire Quran should be in your mind. It should be firm. It should be strong. It should be pakka. It should be, you know, there in your mind. Then when you have to recite Taraweeh, whether it is Ramadan, it is not Ramadan, whenever you have to recite the Quran, you must recite the Holy Quran out of memory. Those are the proper huffaz. And then on top of that, you must act upon it as well. If someone is not a hafiz, but the duty upon him as a Muslim is he needs to also act upon the Holy Quran. So recitation is there, memorization is there, and acting upon the Holy Quran is there. For those who could not become a hafiz, you know, it's not everyone's cup of tea, it's not everyone's speciality as well. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes some people have the jazba, the enthusiasm, but they can't become hufaz. No problem. You can't become a hafiz. It's not necessary upon you to become a hafiz. But it doesn't mean that your connection with the Quran shouldn't be there. The connection must be there. The recitation should be there. You can still read by looking inside. No one, nothing has stopped you. No one has stopped you. Recite the Holy Quran by looking inside. At least recite the tafasir, recite the tarjuma of the Holy Quran, and then you will see the wonders which the Holy Quran will give to you in this world, in the hereafter. Dawat Islami has made things so wonderful for us. Now we have the application, Siratul Jinan fi Tafsiril Quran. The application which you will find on your iStore, on your Google Play Store, on different devices you will find, and you can download the application. It's called Siratul Jinan fi Tafsiril Quran of Dawati Islami. In here, alhamdulillah, you will have the tarjuma of the Holy Quran, you have the tafasir of the Holy Quran in English language, in Urdu language. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful app. I personally use this application a lot. Whenever I need to look for any tafsir, I need to prepare for a lecture, I need to, you know, give tafsir. So this app is, you know, my go-to app. So I open the app, I look for the ayat, I look at the tafsir, and alhamdulillah, it's there. As easy as possible, it is there. As easy as ABC, you know, they say. And so, technology has made things easy for you. Your Dawat Islami has made things easy for you. We are using technology for every wrong purpose. Why can't we use technology for the good things, for the nice things? Use your cell phone, your device, your tablet for reciting the Holy Quran. Keep it with you. Munasib, I can't take my Quran to my workplace. There's too much dust there. There's too much dirt. No problem. Keep the Quran in your phone. Open the phone. Recite. You can put a bookmark also. When you're done, close the phone. Put it in your pocket. Wherever you go, you have your phone with you. Now, phone, no one leaves anyway. Keep the phone with you, keep the Quran on the phone, recite the Holy Quran. There is no excuse. The question is, how far are we willing to go to recite the Holy Quran? We are moving towards the conclusion of today's discussion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instill in our hearts the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, this is the base of everything, the essence of everything. You lose this love, you lose everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. We hope to inshallah azawajal see you in our coming episodes. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Ya Allah, grant us all the ability of visiting the beautiful Rawza Mubarak of your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, with our relatives inshallah azawajal in the month of Ramadan. Ameen, ameen, Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Till we meet again, inshallah, Allah will keep us in the entire Ummah in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.